It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, it is live from New York. I am Bob Black, and it's great to talk to you here on this Tuesday edition of The Sports Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Man, I got a great night's sleep last night, curling up, had all kinds of good dreams, laying back. I was warm and fuzzy in the bed, and I overslept. So I was like, I get to the studio quick, out the door, but that's all right. I got here, we're on, we're ready to rock and roll. So, you know, it's a beautiful day. Big news in the world of sports again. And important game yesterday as Atlanta continues to tread water and keep going and keep themselves in playoff position. They are the second wild card. As of right now, and they have teams breathing down their necks, so it's a good thing that they kept going and took care of their business. A monumental figure, and I don't use that term loosely, just because of the fact when you're running the largest sports organization in the world, as far as communications goes, not teams, and you step away, it's big news. So we'll talk about that a little bit leading off the show, but plenty to talk about in the world of sports. You know, for us, what matters here, and it's about you and your radio on the go, your ability to get us no matter where you are, time of day, doesn't matter. We want you to grab us, and you can do it via the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. We're on affiliates all around the country. We're on Sirius XM a little every now and then. And, you know, plenty of stuff out there for us and for you to listen to us. So, you know, if you're out there and you're walking a dog, you're heading to the park, heading to the gym, heading to work, settling in, maybe you're coming in after a long night of drinking. Hell, I don't know. And click there, and well, there we are, and that's a beautiful thing. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. And if you've ever experienced Army, Navy, or if you have a kid who's serving, well, you know the drill. So if you see somebody on the street and they're in uni, thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee, wish them a happy holiday, and be on your way, because they're doing what we don't. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short time out. I'm Blackie or not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Lot to talk about here. National Football League, of course. And we also have resignation of John Skipper. And I'm going to start there just because of the fact that I mean, there's plenty of stuff to talk about in the world of sports, but the what goes on at ESPN, and I have many friends that work for ESPN, and it's a wonderful thing. I would like to work for ESPN. I'm not going to lie to you. Or Fox Sports, you know, you get in with some of the big boys, and guess what? It, as much as I love this job and I love the network and the people that I work with here, I would jump there in a heartbeat. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. But here's the thing: it's a different atmosphere altogether. I mean, it's the expectations are extraordinary. It's incredibly cutthroat. Because of all the smiley faces that you see on ESPN, most of them would step on somebody else in a heartbeat to get into their position if they were so inclined to desire that position. And since 2005, John Skipper has been running the show. And there has also been a profound change in what ESPN does. I'm sorry, since 2012, 5 years, president of the company. He stepped down with a statement saying that the most important thing right now that I can do is take care of my substance addiction of many years. George Bodenheimer, who has been president of ESPN and who has served as its executive chairman, will be acting chairman for 90 days and then presumably they're going to put a permanent person in there and all that kind of good stuff. He was at the Heisman the other day. He was at the Lomachenko-Rigaudeau fight. He was the keynote speaker at Sports Video Group Summit and led a company meeting at Bristol, Connecticut, the campus for, you know, the 450 on-air talent people. The praise for him as a boss was universal. The behind the scenes, however, there are rumblings. The things that are going on right now with the hostility towards women in the workplace, towards minorities in the workplace. The rumblings have been at ESPN for a long time. They've also settled many instances. There were, you know, the Harold Reynolds things and the Steve Phillips things. And there were other people who allegedly had issues. I know there was a settlement involving Berman. It is not to say, I mean, we know what happened with Steve Phillips. But in a locker room mentality, to quote our president, some of that stuff is just considered normal. Now, it's not, and it's not condoned. But in a behemoth the size of ESPN, they're no different than any other corporation. It's, and, you know, and they're a subdivision of Disney, of course. There's stuff that's going to go on. But there's a number of things behind the scenes that are dynamics in this equation. Now, number one, and most obvious, is the substance abuse issue. Now, they didn't say what it was. He's 62 years old. I'm assuming he's not doing piles of blow and, you know, laying down with hookers. Although, see John Entwistle. Booze or whatever, pills, whatever the circumstances are, it doesn't really matter. What you do is hope. And if you're a religious person, pray for the healing of the person involved. But I have a feeling, and this is just speculation, there's nothing, and I'm not going to smear the guy's name because I'm not saying he did it, but I do have a feeling there's more stuff that's going to come out on this. Now, the Boston Globe, just this last week, because everybody is jumping on the hostile work environment bandwagon, said that for women at ESPN, it's a hostile work environment. Now, ESPN has also said that the company is proud of its record of developing and placing women in key roles in the company, in the boardroom and in leadership positions throughout ESPN and on the air, which is very true. You know, they have on-air personalities all over the place involving all sports. Women are talking about football. Women are talking about basketball, Major League Baseball, hockey, soccer. Doesn't matter what it is. You turn on ESPN, you will see a mixed gender, mixed race representation, and they've been very good about that, as it should be. You know, chicks dig sports too. Okay. There is other things happening. Since Skipper took over, the network itself has taking a decided political swing to the left, which many people are turned off to. They feel that their involvement in social issues is relevant to the world of sports. That's a debate that we can have if you care to. I do believe that they've gone over too far and they are not balanced in their representation politically. That's my opinion. I think that has hurt them. They have had massive layoffs over the last 2 years. A lot of that has to do with declining ratings. Also increasing salaries and contracts that have come up that on people that, you know, they don't feel dollar and cents wise are worth spending on anymore. And they bring in fresh bodies at a lower price, not unlike any other corporation. So realistically, although it has cost some friends of mine's jobs, I understand why they do it. It's a hostile corporate world. I mean, that's how it is. And when you go into this business, you are going into it to be fired at some point in time. Happens to all of us. Happened to me. But the public perception of what's going on with ESPN is, particularly early on in the National Football League season, and it seems to have strayed because I have not seen too many reports lately on players as a rule kneeling or throwing their fist up or whatever. I know Russell Okung is still doing it. There may be a few other players around the league, but it pretty much died down after the National Football League threw out basically $1 billion bribe. $100 million bribe to the players to get them to stop it because it was hurting ratings and it was hurting the image. Now, with that being said, I just regurgitated a whole bunch of stuff, and Skipper has handled some of this well. Some of it, I think they have been tone deaf. And one of the things that I think where they blow it. And it's a very easy thing to do. You see it during the political season on MSLSD and CNN and Fox and all the other carriers of vermin that propose to be news. They get these focus groups together, and they talk about candidates, and they talk about issues, and they talk, you know, some people are more informed than others. And I've yet to see ESPN, excuse me, put together a group where they just had football fans. You know, bring in some Packer fans, bring in some Dallas fans, bring in some Giant fans, bring in some New England fans, bring in Arizona Cardinal fans. And sit and talk about what is going on with social issues and specifically the National Football League. We're going to pick it up right there. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout on Black or Not. And stick around. It's good. It's really good.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All right. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, new 2018 inductee, Dire Straits, going in. Pretty good class this year. Cars, Bon Jovi. Not a Bon Jovi fan, but I understand it. Dire Straits, Moody Blues, Simone, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who nobody on the planet could identify, but, you know, they always throw one of those in. She's talented. I heard her stuff. So, I get it. But for me, Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler, anybody that can have that unique of a sound, to me, deserves homage into something like that. So that was fun. You know, again, and we're talking about John Skipper with ESPN, and it, you know, to me, it does have to be the lead story over superseding even the games, just because of the fact that the evolution of media and his leading it, and right or wrong with the decision-making process, where we're talking about the social media stuff, but he also guided this company into the digital age and what they stream and their content and website and all the various different things that these thousands of employees are responsible for in bringing sports to the masses. Now, I think that there's going to be more stuff coming out, because this is a guy that signed an extension recently, and I mean real recently, through 2021. So he's talking about, and he, you know, it was a pretty forthcoming statement. He said he was embarrassed and he had trepidation and a feeling that I let other people down. Again, he didn't get specific on what substances he had. And like I said, he, you know, if he was doing heavy lifting, contemplating this decision, well, it must have been an overnight epiphany, because he was visible, and I mean real visible, literally up until right before, up until this past weekend. So I don't know. And I don't know how to, like I said, I'm going to take it serious. I mean, there's no question about it. But I don't, I think there's more to come. I have to say it. You know, I just do believe that that's what's going to end up going down. And we will see. You know, it the other aspect of this, and I think this is where people are missing the boat a little bit, is, you know, there's a large merger pending between Disney and Fox. And a lot of jobs are going to go bye-bye. And we will see what's going to happen. It's a mega merger. It's got to go through Department of Justice antitrust. But this was announced last week. And you're talking about $66 billion exchanging hands. $53 billion in stock. And the total cost to Disney is about $66 billion. That's a lot of cannolis. And it's going to mean that Disney / ESPN is going to have basically complete control of all content that goes through and to the public involving sports, because they're going to control Fox Sports. I don't know if they'll consolidate it under one name. I know there's a number of people who are dealing with issues and are being very scared, let's put it this way, to invest in anything or put roots down or anything else who work on the Fox side. Well, in that matter, for the ESPN side, let's be fair, who are literally quaking in their boots, because if they tighten everything up, you know, granted there's contracts involved and, you know, involving a lot of the sports and everything else, but basically there, it's going to be one with NBC standing there as the redheaded stepchild, and about 90% of it is going to be controlled by Disney/Fox. And I think that also weighs into this decision-making process. You know, they're not going to say it publicly, but I do think that there is a certain level of heads are going to roll, and let's see who's going to stick around. Let's see who's going to be dumped. Let's see who we're going to trust going forward and who we're not going to trust going forward. And I think that came into play with this, too, because I have a feeling I can't say that this is Skipper's decision on his own. Because if he's had a long-term substance abuse problem, I guarantee you people around ESPN and Disney are aware of it. Bob Iger and all the people that run that company. But if that's the case, and, you know, they're aware of it, and maybe there's other stuff going on, maybe there's not, whatever circumstances are, and he's gone, well, that's the first of many big heads that are going to roll as they get ready to do this. Now, they seem to think, and obviously they do, otherwise they wouldn't have made the merger, that this is going to clear DOJ scrutiny, and they're going to be able to deal with this. In the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. That's putting a lot of power in the hands of one company. And the other aspect of it, and I'll take it into political arena. You know, if you're Fox News, we'll find out. But again, John Skipper rolling. And, you know, I guess, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out. I like I said, I have a feeling because it's starting to happen now. Thank you. You know, there's a whole aspect of, you know, too much political correctness drama going on in the world. Justified with the harassment stuff, but you know, again, and I think heads are rolling. You know, we saw what happened with Jerry Richardson. The stuff is going to go down. And speaking of Jerry Richardson, you know, there's a whole thing coming out with that too. They have put a new person in charge of day-to-day operations. Jerry is going to literally resign. Tina Becker takes over as the chief operating officer, which, I mean, symbolically, it looks good for the organization. She's qualified. She's been up there for quite some time. And, you know, she is going to be in charge. She's one of the highest-ranking female executives in the league's 32 teams. And this was, according to all sources, not a request by the league. Team made this decision on our own. And she's running the show. So, I mean, after the sale, we'll find out. At one point, she was the team director of entertainment. 1999, she was team director of cheerleaders. You know, and oh, by the way, that's no denigrating thing to be in charge of that, because ask the people that run the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and what they have to do on an organizational level to make that happen. And she moved up through the ranks. She earned her chops. Now, the other question, however, and this is interesting as you look going forward on the potential sale here, is who do they sell it to? And then at that point in time, is the team committed to staying in Charlotte? And, you know, don't kid yourself. That's not necessarily a sure thing. Their commitment to the lease on the stadium, I believe, goes through 2021. That's not that far down the line. And the NFL will fight you tooth and nail to move a franchise, but, you know, it just got done. So we will see. You know, if they sell it to somebody who's in San Antonio or wherever, name the town, you know, Orlando, I don't care. There's a possibility that the team could get moved. Ownership will have that right. And they'll talk to the NFL about it before they finalize the sale. You know, so again, here we are outside of the lines instead of in between the lines. But you know, these are important things to talk about. Much more so with Skipper. The stuff with Richardson and Carolina will play itself out. They've already made the moves they need to make. And the team's up for sale. You know, where it goes from there remains to be seen. But with John Skipper stepping down, that puts shockwaves through the entire sports industry. We're going to tap out right here. When we come back, we get onto the field. We had a Monday night game that was pretty damn important. Let's stay tuned. I'm Bob Black, and, well, you're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
There you go. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black. San Roberto out on the coast, 24-21 Atlanta in Tampa Bay last night. excuse me, good game. Good game all the way around. Donta Freeman taking care of business and getting the yards when they mattered. You know, game being played in Tampa, pretty pristine conditions. Jameis had a real good game. 27 to 35, 299, three touchdowns, no picks. Couldn't run the football. 18 carries, 84 yards total for Atlanta, and that was the difference in the football game. It was controlled. Matt Ryan didn't have to put it on his shoulders, and they don't hide Matt Ryan, but he does make mistakes like any quarterback, and he's got a big arm, and he's not afraid to go deep. But if they have the opportunity to run and do shorter controlled passing, you're going to have, you know, a success rate that's higher than if you got to go bombs away all the time, and that's the case with Atlanta. They're still a little bit out of sync, but when it mattered yesterday, they got the job done. Dontae Freeman, like I said, 22 carries for $126. He also had 5 receptions for 68 yards, so he was the man. They focused on shutting down Julio Jones. Mohamed Sanu made a couple of bonehead plays in the course of. Gruden got thrown into the Tampa Bay Ring of Honor before the game and all that kind of good stuff, and that was all well and good. This was a must-win, and they're a game behind New Orleans and Carolina, so they're still in the mix, which is, to me, good for both Carolina and New Orleans because it keeps the heat on them, and there's no gimme as far as, oh, we're in, we're going to make the playoffs so we can take the foot off the accelerator. You want a home game, and if possible, a bye. Patrick Murray had the opportunity to tie it. There ain't nobody in Tampa that could kick a freaking field goal. My nephew should be on their team. He could at least play soccer. Winston getting the ball to O.J. Howard and Mike Evans, and they're finally moving the ball around a little bit. Again, it just the learning curve with Jameis Winston is so slow. He has all the skill set in the world, but between the ears, he's just not a very good quarterback. You know, we'll see. Bucks have now lost 9 of 11. You know, finished 9-7 last year, and they've now lost 9-11 this year. So, Tampa Bay was shorthanded on defense, and it showed against the run game. McCoy was out, among others. The Atlanta defense, although having issues, still managed to get it done. Matt Bryant kicking a 57-yard field goal. He's like 109 years old. Yeah, I mean, you talk about Tom Coughlin, and he would be the first to admit that was one of the few screw-ups he had when he was up here with the Giants. Matt Bryant, his entire career, he's 42 years old now, and he's kicking 57-yard field goals. Came in as a free agent and has carved out a 20-year career with himself now. He's hit his field goals at 85.5%, and he's hit 33 field goals longer than 50 yards, including one of 62 yards. He has been in this league since, goodness gracious, 2002. So do the math. Yeah, it's a 15-year career. Two years with the Giants, they cut him. And that first year, he had 108 points. 2004, one game with Indy, and then they shipped him out. He went to Miami. He was hurt that year, too. He had a knee thing. Went to Tampa Bay, ironically enough. And then in 2009 through 17, he's been with Atlanta, and they've never looked back with him. I mean, his point totals this year, he's got 114 points. Last year, he had 158 points. You talk about reliability. He made 34 of 37. Now, look, I mean, you're in a dome in Georgia, so I get that. That's pristine conditions. But that's a Hall of Fame career right there. You know, that's pretty damn impressive. He should go to the Hall of Fame. He's been that good. And he doesn't show any signs of slowing down. I mean, I guess at some point the leg will start to betray him a little bit. But, you know, even this year, he's 27 of 32. He's kicking at 84%. I mean, last year was an all-world year. He kicked at 92%. But, you know, you're sitting there, he's 6 of 6, less than 30 and in, 6 of 9, which seems to be his nemesis, 7 of 8 from 40 to 49, 7 of 8, 50 plus. Okay, you can kick for me. So, pretty damn impressive. He had one blocked yesterday, too. Golston got one. But that wasn't his fault. It wasn't a low kick. They just busted the line of scrimmage. Again, Falcons sitting there. And it doesn't bode well for some of the teams. The playoffs, as constituted right now, NFC, where Atlanta resides, they're 6. Half game in front of, game in front of Detroit. But Detroit wins the tiebreak over Dallas and Seattle based on best win percentage in conference games. Wins the tiebreak over Dallas based on strength of victory. Dallas wins no tiebreaks. So they're going to have a hard time. And Atlanta just needs to take care of its business. It's literally as simple as that. New Orleans, Carolina, they're going to make it. Big one coming up. Atlanta against the Saints, and then they get Carolina. So that's it. It's there in their hands. But this one was the one they had to win. It keeps them a game out in front. Theoretically, they could still be passed. But it's going to be difficult. And again, Dallas has 3 teams to climb over, so that's going to be really hard. But with that schedule, Atlanta easily could finish 9-7, which might not be good enough. You know, again, fun and games till you lose a couple. But, you know, we'll see. Another suspension. Thomas Davis, 2 games for the targeting on Devontae Adams. And that's legit. You're going to see another rule change after the season. And, you know, this one resulted in a concussion. But you are going to see another rule change. Trust me. They've got to do something about the targeting. I mean, you've seen it. You saw what Gronk did. You saw what a couple of other people did as well. It's just there. It's just there. The other aspect, and this is something I've been listening to over the last couple of days, and I got to tell you, it's just the difficult decision that Mike McCarthy has to make. Well, it's not that difficult. I'll tell you why. And I told you a little bit about it yesterday. But what I'm not hearing, and it's, I'm talking about from the football perspective. I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers better than anybody else, and he needs to be protected, and the team's going to revolt, and the team's going to go away. Well, you know, what makes him so special? Yeah. What are coaches paid to do? All right. This is not a rhetorical question. What are coaches paid to do? Win games. How do you best win games? With your best players. Okay. I get that. You've been eliminated from the playoffs. So, are you looking forward to next Sunday to win a game? Yeah, to a certain point. Because you do want to win. You want to compete in every single game. It really doesn't matter. You could have no wins like Cleveland. You could have 13 wins. It doesn't matter. You want to win the football game. You play to win the game. Okay, Herb. That being said, if you're Mike McCarthy, who, you know, from all accounts, he's not in any jeopardy to lose his job, how do you approach what's going on the rest of the season? Well, there's a number of ways you can go about it. Number one, you got a guy with more metal in him right now than a hairband. So, is he 100% healed? That's the question. Or was he just cleared to play? Now, I don't know if some of the hardware is going to come out of the shoulder or whatever. I don't know the answer to that. But it was a serious injury that required surgery, required nuts and bolts and pins and everything else that goes in. And I've had him in my hand. I know it's not a fun thing. But here's the other aspect of it that nobody's really talking about. Right? You have a guy sitting there behind Aaron Rodgers who has a skill set in Brett Hundley. We don't know how good of a skill set yet. He's got a big arm. He's mobile, not unlike Aaron Rodgers. He's been on your bench for a couple of years now. And he might, repeat, might be your future. But how do you find that out? He was in there for six games. They had middling success, but he played better on the back end of it. And now you're going to shut him down for the rest of the year so you can play Aaron Rodgers. To me, this makes absolutely no sense. You're putting your Hall of Fame quarterback at further risk, and you're not seeing, which I think is almost as important, how Brett Hundley continues to evolve during the rest of the course of this season. Let's tap out right there, and I'll tell you what the coach should say. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Stay tuned.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, we're back. And again, more of this so-called difficult decision for Mike McCarthy. First of all, I go to my general manager and I say, look, here's what I'm doing. All right? I'm sitting Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season because we have to look at the big picture and make sure he's healthy coming into training camp next year. We're eliminated. Two, I want to find out more about Brett Hundley. I'm going to go into the locker room. I'm going to talk to the players about this. This is my job. See, and this is where they talk about how you have to be able to control a locker room and you know, show the sensitivity and do this and do X, Y, and Z, kumbaya, hold hands, play guitars and chant and get high. Okay? What you need to do sometimes is go into the locker room and say, men, here's the deal. It's been a long, tough season. We lost our best player. We fought like hell. We've been eliminated. We still want to win football games, but here's what I have to do. Number one, I have to protect my Hall of Fame quarterback, so he's going to sit the rest of the year. Number two, we're going to find out more about our young quarterback who played damn well in spots and not so well in other spots. And I need you to put forth 100% effort for this kid to make sure he gets the same effort out of you that Aaron Rodgers gets. Aaron, I know you're not happy about it. Veterans in the locker room, I know you're not happy about it, but this is the big picture decision. This is why I get paid the big bucks. This is why I stand on the sideline. I've run it in front of my bosses. They concur. Now I'm running in front of you because I respect you as men and I respect you as players in the locker room. Boom. Case closed. Done. It's not that hard a decision. Oh, well, is he going to lose the locker room? Is he going to say, Stop. Stop. This is why you get paid. At least part of the reason. All right, let's tap out. We go to the news. Always fun. And we'll be back with more fun and frivolity in the sports world right after this short timeout. I'll see if I can keep it on the field or on the court. I think I can.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A transportation tragedy in the Pacific Northwest yesterday morning, now being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Three fatalities in the train derailment near Tacoma, Washington. The train is a sprawling wreck which has shut down traffic on a portion of Interstate 5. Emergency crews had to use the jaws of life to remove some of the people from the wreckage. Dozens of patients have been transported to area hospitals. Police say it could take days to reopen Interstate 5 in that area.
A preliminary investigation investigation finds the train was traveling at 81 miles an hour through a stretch where the posted speed limit is 30. President Trump expecting a major legislative victory today as the Republican tax cut bill is expected to take a major step towards becoming law with House approval. The Senate's then expected to approve it before the week is over. And if it does clear both houses of Congress, the president will be able to sign it before Christmas as he promised. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump outlined his national security strategy in a speech from the White House yesterday, saying the strategy will always put America first.
We are once again investing in our defense, almost $700 billion, a record. We are demanding extraordinary strength, which will hopefully lead to long and extraordinary peace.
Specifically, Trump saying that North Korea has been isolated like never before through his policy of maximum pressure and arguing that policies of the past have left U.S. borders wide open. He also accused some past administrations of surrendering U.S. sovereignty. Congress is considering an $81 billion disaster aid package that would include money for the California wildfires as well as this year's devastating hurricanes. It's more than the $44 billion the White House initially asked for to deal with relief efforts on the Gulf Coast and in the Caribbean and in California. California lawmakers lobbied for more in the bill. This is USA Radio News.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Firefighters in California hoping to get more of a handle on that massive Thomas Fire today, as officials say the blaze that's burning through Ventura and Santa Barbara counties is 50% contained as of late last night, after the fire grew by roughly 1,000 acres over the past 24 hours. Firefighters hoping for another day of calm winds, though they are expecting those winds will be picking up by the end of the week, which could cause the fire to grow again. Republican Senator John McCain's offering thanks to those who've been supporting him during his illness. Tom Roberts with more.
On Monday, the Arizona Republican tweeted, "Thanks to everyone for your support and words of encouragement." McCain said he's feeling well and looking forward to returning to the Senate after spending the holidays with his family in Arizona. McCain left Washington, D.C. Sunday for Arizona. He had been in Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, recovering from the side effects of the chemotherapy he's getting for brain cancer.
And a new study says loneliness and social isolation are as bad for your health as smoking. British researchers say loneliness can harm a person's health as much as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. The study finding loneliness can increase the chance of death by 26% and raise the risk of high blood pressure and obesity. The findings surprising researchers, but what they were not surprised to find was that loneliness makes people more prone to depression and thoughts of suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. rates. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. And, we got the world of sports to talk about out in front of us here, the Tuesday edition, and there was plenty going on. We'll probably shift it over to the NBA. I haven't made my ultimate decision yet, and I'm the ultimate decision maker. If you're going around and you're at work or you're heading to work, you know, it's 9 a.m. in the East Coast, 906, 47, 48, 49, 50. Yeah, and on the East Coast right now, and you're settling in. Well, you can click on our Listen Live button on our website, the award-winning website, the AVN website, according to Christy Canyon, and click on the Listen Live button, and I'm right there for you. You can also see all the various archived interviews that we do here on the network. We have a lot of fun stuff, world of entertainment, world of sports, world of music, world of literature, and everything. Literature, that's an English word and stuff. And you can grab any of it. It's a beautiful thing. Something else you can do is download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Put it on your device, your iPhone, your iPoppy, your iWatch, your Android, your LG. God, what a lousy phone. I have one. And you have the capacity to listen live and also pull down archive stuff as well, which is a beautiful thing. Again, you're going to the gym, going to work. You know the circumstances. Everybody works a different schedule. It ain't an 8-to-4, 9-to-5 world anymore. So you got to pick and choose where you can listen, how you can listen, when you can listen. And all, did I say when twice? Yeah, maybe I did. It's all right. For us, most important is the American Forces Radio Network. And, you know, just having returned from Army and Navy, incredible experience. Everybody should do it once. The people just treat us magnificently. Got to meet Tittle. That was pretty magnificent itself. He said, say that, so I have to. And these guys and girls, they protect the shores, man. Overseas, domestically, doesn't matter what it is. They're out there each and every day. They don't get any breaks. Not like we do. So you see somebody in a uni, thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee or something. Wish them a happy holiday. Be on your way. We're on our way to a new commercial. Always thrilling.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
What, no introductory music? Come on, man. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. You know, again, plenty of conversation involving the world of sports, and most of it, unfortunately, on the wrong side of the lines. But I, you know, it's all good. It gets very difficult. Sometimes you have to look at this stuff and say to yourself, well, you know, how much do you want to talk about what goes on outside the lines? To quote Bob Lee. Anything else in the world of football? You know, Garrett doesn't know how they're going to use Zeke because he comes back this week. Yeah, you know, Dallas Cowboys are going to be the storyline and all that kind of good stuff. But one story that was pretty cool here that I liked, Cole Hamels lives in a mansion. I mean, it's a McMansion, but it's a mansion nonetheless. It's got a tower and a turret and cannons. And no, I'm kidding about the cannons. But, you know, and they actually named it. But he's donating it. And this is pretty freaking cool, I got to tell you. He and his wife, Heidi, they donated a mansion and 100 acres of land in southwest Missouri to Camp Barnabas. The place is massive. It's near Table Rock Lake, near Reed Springs, which I don't know where that is. It's close to Heidi Hamel's close town. And part of it is the fact that they thought it was going to be their dream home. And Hamel's got traded from Philadelphia to Texas, and they moved to Texas. And I actually never lived in the home. This is a pretty unique and a pretty cool thing to do. Now, I don't know if there's stipulations where Camp Barnabas people can sell it, or if it's going to turn into a camp, literally a mansion camp, with 100 acres of land that kids can play on and all that kind of good stuff. It was listed at $9,418,400 on Realtor.com. Now, I you know, again, they didn't go into too much detail on what the charity can or can't do with the property. And, you know, the cynics are out there. Well, it's a tax write-off. And, you know, okay, great. But, you know, a $9.4 million mansion is a hell of a lot more than just a tax write-off. You know. This is it's pretty cool. And I mean, for all the social justice warriors who talk the talk but don't necessarily walk the walk, here you go. Here you go. You know, let's be honest here. Houses in Missouri, for the most part, don't cost that much, but you're talking about 100 acres of land that are on it. So that's a lot of house and a lot of land. So we'll see. You know, but even if the charity turns around and flips it, that's fine, because they can use the cash. And if they have to, I mean, I don't know what the layout is, but I'm assuming that with Camp Barnabas dealing with disabled children in many ways, maybe some of the, you know, wheelchair ramps and access and all that kind of good stuff. It doesn't show much of the house in that. I don't know if there's a pool, a pond, all the other stuff. But, you know, in all the BS stories that we have to talk about on here, that one's pretty cool. World of basketball, and this is what we'll dive into now. Last night, they managed to screw up the Kobe Bryant retirement ceremony. And what I mean by that is the team, the players, current players. The ceremony itself was nice from what I understand. I didn't watch it. I don't like that stuff. It's boring. Yeah, you were great. We paid you tens of millions of dollars, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. So, you know, here's a jersey and a cookie. Go home. You know, and they got to blow smoke up his behind. Oh, you're such a fine human being. And yeah, well, maybe not so much. But with that being said, they managed to lose to an undermanned Golden State team, 116-114 in overtime. And this isn't the moral victory stuff, you know. No. This is the, we should have won this basketball game and we're not good enough to do it stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, you look at it, Steph was out, didn't even make the trip. Draymond was out, Zaza was out, and Sean Livingston was out. Well, you know. So they beat him, you know. They beat basically a middle-of-the-pack team. I mean, they could have beat a middle-of-the-pack team, didn't do it. I look at the Lakers, and I think they're going to be okay, as much as I say that. But this particular game, I looked a little bit at Luke, and I said, why didn't you guys get the job done? Now, Durant had a monster game. I mean, he had 36 points, and Clay had 17. But you also had Oleg Kasipi and, you know, David West, who I can jump higher than at this point in time. You know, Jordan Bell started for the Warriors. JaVale McGee started for the Warriors. Patrick McCaw started for the Warriors. I mean, that's a G League group of guys to a certain point right there. You know, on this roster, they play backup minutes, and that's fine. But honestly, it should have been better for the Lakers. And what happened was Brooke Lopez went out early with an ankle, so they had to adjust. Julius Randle had a pretty hot first half and then tailed off with 15 points. Kyle Kuzma, who, by the way, when they start talking rookie of the year at the end of the year, it ain't going to be Lonzo Ball, and it ain't going to be Dennis Smith Jr. You know, it's probably going to be Ben Simmons. And for people who don't pay attention to the game, it's going to more than likely be by acclamation more than anything else. But I got news for you. Kyle Kuzma is turning out to be one of the best players in this year's draft and needs to be considered. You know, in the conversation, I mean, he had 25 points last night. He's played 40 minutes. He's an efficient shooter. He's a rebounder. I mean, he's literally one of the best at his position already. You know, he's not dominant, but they don't have dominant players on that team yet. And as he improves, because he can play either the power forward or small forward, he's 6'9", 220. He can stretch the floor. He can play inside. He's averaging almost 17 points and 7 rebounds a game. And he's been healthy. That's okay in my book. Well, we'll talk more right there when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
No. Oh, my God. Bad music from the 80s. Yeah, you got to love that. That's all right, Robert. You just keep throwing them out there. I'm just going to keep running commentary. That's all. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're back with the attack. Again, last night, it was a nice ceremony for Kobe, and all kinds of nice gushing things were said about him. I'm sure hookers all around the country were thrilled. But, they do have a tendency to forget the pass. They should have won that game last night. They should have won it. And you knew once it got to overtime what was going to happen. And when you have one of the three best players on the planet on your team in Kevin Durant, that's very difficult to deal with. But quite frankly, they should have won it in regulation. Yeah, but they're not good enough yet. It's literally as simple as that. And they brought in a lot of people. It was star night. The game was secondary. But the game's never secondary to me. And Golden State keeps rolling along. They're 14-3, even with all the injuries. And the Lakers are 10-18. And they're learning how to win. I get it. I do. Honestly, I do. Lonzo, he was okay. 16 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. We relax on this kid. He's going to be fine. He's going to be better than fine, honestly. This year, the scoring's not there, and it won't be. He's going to get his feet wet. He's going to take his lumps. They finally told his dad to shut up. I don't want you running your mouth every single time your kid breaks wind. And I think Magic was like, enough. Go deal with the two kids that have their heads up their chutes. But Lonzo's handling it well. And that's what I've been more impressed about than anything else. The kid's just calm, cool, and collected. I don't know, maybe it comes from having an idiot as a father. You just realize you're going to have to deal with it. But he's 9.3 points, 7 boards, and 7 assists. That's a real solid stat line for a first-year guy. The shooting will improve. And once he gets to about 12, 13, 14 points, and he becomes a legitimate offensive threat, they'll figure it out. Like I said, Brooke Lopez hurt his ankle. I when I was looking at this game, and I have to admit, I was listening on NBA radio on the way home last night. I was thinking to myself, with what's going on with Golden State right now, and the fact they have McGee in the middle, and they really don't have any other size, I was looking for Lonzo and Lopez to exploit the center. It's a bit old school, but you could have played a whole lot of pick and roll with Brooke Lopez. That's what they were wanting to do last year in Brooklyn with Jeremy Lin, but Lin got hurt. But unfortunately, because of the injury to Lopez, it didn't play out. And, that's unfortunate for the Lakers. I honestly think they would have won the game. Another injury to a big man, Kristaps. And I saw the play when they were playing my Brooklyn Nets. And again, I'm not an anti-Nick guy because you grew up during the glory years. He twisted his knee when he got the ball in a post against Brooklyn. No structural damage, but they just need to be careful. This whole season is gravy for the Knicks. They were projected as the worst team in basketball. They're not. They were projected as not even having a chance to sniff the playoffs. They do. They've got a very tough stretch over the next month and change. Next 20-something games, I think 14 of them are on the road. They're not playing well on the road. So, going to be hard. And they're also down Tim Hardaway Jr. The subbies have been doing well. You know, they've been compensating to a pretty good degree, but they're not a deep team. And that's part of it, too. I mean, Michael Beasley, who got 23 last night after getting 30-plus the night before, has done a pretty good job. Enos is playing hurt. And it's Jarrett Jack and Courtney Lee, both of whom really don't score very much in the backcourt. They've had to lean on Doug McDermott, who has a role finally in this league. Last night he didn't shoot well. He was 1-7. It happens. But Frankie from France had a solid game. They just didn't have it last night. And when Porzingis is not on the court, they're an entirely different team. And then the Knicks, again, they're a work in progress, same as the Lakers. And they're going to have to figure out a way to keep Kristaps and put pieces around him. That's what happens. And so long as Golden State and LeBron are in the league, they're going to be, no matter what they do, they're probably going to be looking up. But that doesn't mean you don't try. Now, one of the teams that's going in the right direction, as far as that goes, is the Boston Celtics. And they managed last night, against a resurgent Indiana Pacers team to win 112-111 in Indiana. Indiana dropping to 17-14. Celtics going up to 26-7. Celtics are a really good basketball team. State the obvious, Bob. Yeah, I am. Everybody thought that when they lost Hayward, that it would turn into a one-man Kyrie Irving show. Stevens doesn't coach that way. It is Kyrie's team, the same way as it was Isaiah's team last year. But with that being said, they move the ball. They're unselfish. They play defense. They've got a good nucleus of players on that basketball team. You know, to his credit, and it's not that Al Horford is not playing the five anymore, but Aaron Baines, who's a legitimate big man at 6'10", 260, they've got him in the middle taking the pounding. There's no big skill set here. You know, he's a 6.6 board kind of guy. But in those 20, 22 minutes he's on the court, and he doesn't start all the time. It depends on the matchup with the given team. And that's one of the things I like about Brad Stevens. He allows Al to play the four, where he doesn't take the pounding. He can use his three-point shot. He was 2-4 last night. And he's still giving you boards. He had 10 boards, 9 assists. He's a unique talent, Al Horford, who's always played out of position. You know, I've been beating that drum forever. However, you mix in Jaylen Brown, who started, and you mix in Jason Tatum, who started and had 16 points, and Brown had 13 points. And, man, they are long and lean. Jason Tatum's going to be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year, too. You know, I love how these so-called experts just, you know, give it away. Brown's averaging 14 points. You know, these guys are good. And then you throw in Marcus Smart and Rozier and Shane Larkin. And he uses all these guys judiciously. And, oh, by the way, they're all aware of the fact that they're going to be called on at any given moment. Smart's basically a clone of Tony Allen without the shot. They happen to go to the same school. But he's 3 years in the league now. They picked his option up. They're like, oh, what are you paying this guy for? He can't shoot. Yeah, I know he can't shoot. He also locks down on people like nobody's business. And every game where there's a 5-6, like there was last night, there's a 3-13, like there wasn't a loss against Utah. You know, he just, he shoots about 40%, and you live with it. He makes his free throws. But, you know, he just doesn't shoot well. But he is a man when it comes to NBA defense. And I got news for you. I have news for people that don't understand the game to a certain point. I guarantee you that Brad Stevens went into Danny Ainge's office when they were making all the changes, and Avery Bradley went bye-bye, and Jay Crowder went bye-bye, and they were making all these moves, and they said, we're keeping Marcus. And Ainge was a pretty smart defensive player himself. And I'm sure he recognizes what smart means to this team on that end of the court. And he was like, yeah, okay, you got him. You got him. We'll make the other ones, but you got him. Thanks, Skip. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Yeah. Not bad. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. You know, I'll tell you, I'm eating crow on Lori Markkanen. Truly. Hey, look, Bulls are only 9-20, but you look at what they're doing there, and the mayor is getting it done. And I you know, again, 9-20, I get it. 9-20 is 9-20 is 9-20. But they got a nice mix. Would they still like to move pieces? Sure. They'd love to have somebody take Robin Lopez. They're not going to. But Markkanen's averaging almost 15. Bobby Portis and his sparring partner, Mirotic, are playing well and making nice with each other. And Portis has taken the next step. He's up to 13 points and 7 boards. And, you know, this kid, he's 2 years in the league, and he's scratching the surface talent-wise. You know, he's averaging 13 this year, and for his career, it's 7-7. So, I mean, his rookie year, he averaged 7 points. His second year, he averaged 7 points. Now he's up to 13, and he's starting to figure it out. I mean, he is raw, raw, raw. Joey used to say, well, you know, I don't like this kid. Man, I was like, keep looking at the talent, because once he starts getting good coaching, you never know what direction this is going to go in. And Mirotic has been carrying the mail for these guys. He's averaging 20 points a game. You know, now, amazingly enough, after the fight, they've actually played better as a team. I don't recommend it for everybody, but it worked for them. You know, the Zipster, Jerry and Grant probably be on another team next year. But, you know, what they've done is they turned the team over to Chris Dunn. And he's 13 points, 5 assists. Is he a starter in the league? Well, we're going to find out. You know, he's only played a year. In professional basketball, they are so ready to quit on these guys so quickly until they're coached up. You know, there's so much talent on these rosters. Until you see what you have, you don't know. And if your organization is knee-jerking and constantly changing coaches and constantly changing GMs, you never know what you're going to have. I mean, you look at Chris Dunn. His first year with Minnesota, he had 7 starts, and he was averaging 17 minutes a game. 3.8 points and 2.5 assists. In the 16 starts, since they turned the team over to him, he's averaging 13.3 points and 5.2 assists. Everything is either doubled or tripled. And will he get better than that? I don't know. But they're going to find out. And they've got a young core supported by some veterans that, you know, they're getting the opportunity to play. And they have nothing to lose. They're a bad basketball team. But they beat the Sixers last night. And they've won a few games recently. And if you're going in there taking them lightly, you're going to get burned. And the backcourt right now, and again, they don't have much depth. But Justin Holiday, who came over from the Knicks, has been starting and playing well for them. They're all sitting in that 13-point range. What they don't have right now, and Mirotic is the closest thing that they have to it, is that guy that's going to go out and drop 25 on you on a regular basis. They're hoping Markkanen will be that guy. And he played part of the game yesterday. His back tightened up on him, and he bailed out. But they managed to win the game. You know, they're going to be a lottery team. There's no question about it. But if you're a Chicago Bull fan, that ain't so bad. You're not as bad as the Hawks, who managed to win their game last night, 110-104. Rockets whooped up on the Jazz. Man, you know, the tease. And if you're a guy, you know what the tease is. The tease is the Houston Rockets. And here they are, probably at this point, the best team in basketball. Number one, because they're healthy. Number two, because they're playing great. But they're every bit as good as Golden State, at least in record, at this point in time. And they're playing a Jazz team that's going to struggle this year. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I had a lot of people in the preseason going, yeah, they're going to make it. No, they're not. They're not a firepower. Donovan Mitchell's going to be that guy somewhere down the line. And he's going to seamlessly fit in and be Gordon Hayward's replacement. But Gobert didn't play. He's got a sprained left knee. And he ain't out there. They're not going to win basketball games. However, Mike D'Antoni, he's got players. I mean, he's got depth. Z didn't play. I like Z Key. I just like the fact that he's in the league. 7'1", 210 pounds. A stiff breeze could blow him over. But he gets time. They play him. Eric Gordon had a can of whoop-ass open up last night with 33. But I'll tell you, Gordon plays some defense. P.J. Tucker, who is on this team for no other reason than to play defense. I think he's the only guy on the team except for the trainer that doesn't average double figures. But he is out there literally to shut down the other guy's big guy, the other team's big guy, while the rest of the team runs wild and shoots shots, you know, at any type of way they want to do it. Harden had 26. Paul had 18. They haven't lost since Chris Paul has moved into the lineup. I'll tell you what's happened with this team, though. And his name is Clint Capella. Clint Capella is going to be an all-star this year. And he should be. It's a career-high 14 points a game. 11.5 boards per game. It's his third year. He was green as grass coming in. No college. Born in Switzerland, because there's a lot of 7'1" African-Americans in African descent people in Switzerland. Maybe not. He's been with Houston since he came into the league. First year, 2 points. Almost three. I'll give him credit. Second year, 7. D'Antoni got him up to 24 minutes a game, 12.6 points, a block a game, and 8 boards. Look at the jump this year. 14 points, 11.5 boards, 2 blocks, a steal. He's averaging almost four offensive rebounds a game. He good. And he's giving them a legit presence in the middle because he's athletic. He can run like hell. You can't run and not play on that team. And play on that team, I should say. But, I mean, you look at the line, and it doesn't matter what he does. You know, he had to start against Utah last night, 35 minutes, 24 points. 20 boards. Start against San Antonio, 25 minutes. 10 boards, 18 points. Charlotte, going up against Dwight, 25 minutes. 9 points, 11 boards. And in New Orleans, going against Boogie, NAD. He shot 13 of 14. 28 points and 8 boards. He only had 8 boards because he didn't miss. He sat out the game against Milwaukee. He had a bad heel. But, wow. He's got an easy touch around the basket. Maybe they got it this year. Maybe they're not going to tease this year. I don't know. Because, I mean, I don't see any answer. Harden and Chris Paul are playing seamlessly. in clutch time, when Harden usually folds, the ball could go into Chris Paul's hands, and there's no issues there. And now they got a big man in the middle. I mean, geez. That's good stuff. So, I mean, not bad. Jabari Parker is about to come back. They sent him to the G League, get himself in shape, and he can practice with the big team. So he'll get his game experience in the G, and he'll get his practice on with the Herd. They got rid of Gary Payton II, Glove Jr., and they signed Sean Kilpatrick, who just got waived by the Nets. This will be interesting. This is going to be interesting. Because that five, with Giannis, Middleton, Bledsoe, Brogdon, and you throw Jabari into the mix, that's going to be interesting. You know, and when he's on the court, which isn't often, he's a 20-8 dude. But he gets, you know, he gets hurt. I mean, basketball ain't easy on legs and knees. So we'll see. But that's going to be a nice addition. It, you know, in looking at the standings, and divisions really don't matter. It's strictly conference. But you look at the up and down, and right now the Knicks are in the 8 hole, but I don't think that's going to last. Sixers are just very inconsistent. They're 3-7 in their last 10. You know, the Embiid thing is they got to figure out how that's going to happen, and you know, he didn't play yesterday and all that kind of good stuff, but I they're going to be a hell of a lot more dangerous in January than they are right now, and I do believe they'll make the playoffs, and I don't think you want to be facing them, quite frankly. But you look at the Celts, you look at Cleveland, you look at Toronto, and that's a team we're going to get into tomorrow. They're a little top heavy because from four on, they've been interchangeable pretty much the whole season. Detroit, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wiz, and Knicks. Washington fans, if you're a Wiz fan, you got to be worried. I don't know. You know, look, they're in the playoffs right now. I get that. They're in a team that should be going in the right direction, and they're not. They're floundering. The Heat, Eric Spoelstra just passed Pat Riley in wins. Well, he better win some more, or he's going to be on the outside looking in. And you get past Philadelphia, and it's, you know, the Nets are 11-18, Charlotte's 11-19, and Magic's 11-20, the Bulls, the Hawks. But there are good teams in the East. You wouldn't know it from listening to the so-called experts, but there's good teams in the East. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll give you a little Western love as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. How long does Alvin Gentry get? The 15-15 Pelicans, who are in the playoffs, but just... how long does he get? I mean, Rajon is still playing a Rajon numbers. 31 years old. You know, people think he's 100 years old, but he's not. 8 points, 8 assists, and he rebounds. He gets the ball to the people in the right position. Jrue Holiday, same deal. So, I mean, I don't get it. This team should be better. Boogie and them, they get along. There's no issues as far as I can see. It still points at Alvin Gentry. You look out west. Golden State's Golden State. Rockets have lost 4 games. I mean, okay. They're going to be 1-2. Spurs will be around 2, but they don't care. T-Wolves are playing well. Portland's playing pretty good. You know, T-Wolves are 18-13. This is a team that never makes the playoffs and never wins. They're the 4 seed out west, and people are bitching. Relax. Denver's playing pretty good. The Pelicans and the Thunder. Jazz, when Gobert's not in there, they can't win. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know. And you wonder. Anyway, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. I promise you. It'll be fun. I'm on the Alvin Gentry watch. I really am. I know my basketball, and he ain't it. Good player. Bad coach. We're out.